For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump told CBS News that he let Russian President Vladimir Putin know the United States won't tolerate election interference in the future. A bipartisan measure, meanwhile, was introduced in Congress to reaffirm support for the U.S. intelligence community. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake believes it's needed after the president's comments on Monday that sided with Vladimir Putin over U.S. intelligence agencies about election interference.
We know that he did it, and I wish the president, rather than asking him, would have made the statement, "We know that you interfered." So this will put us firmly on the side of our intelligence community. And it will also say that the sanctions that have been passed by Congress by a vote of 98-2 should be immediately and fully implemented.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Action was taken by the California State Supreme Court to block a ballot that would split California into three states. The High Court says because there are questions about the proposition's validity, the potential harm of leaving it on the ballot outweighs the potential harm of delaying it to a future election. An environmental group says the measure is invalid because splitting the state would change the state's constitution, and approval of two-thirds of both houses is needed before such a proposition can be put before voters. The beaches at New York's Long Island have been closed due to shark attacks. 12-year-old Lola Polina.
I didn't really think it was actually happening. When I was in the water, I kind of saw like, it was like this tannish, orangey looking like body, and then it was like a small fin on top. And then when I got out, my leg was like bloody.
A 12-year-old boy was also bitten, and emergency crews found a shark's tooth in his wound. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The boys' soccer team that had been trapped underground in Thailand is now out of a hospital and speaking to reporters. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
It's just a miracle that happened.
That's one of the so-called lucky 12 little boys who were saved along with their coach from a waterlogged cave in Thailand last week after being there stuck for over 2 weeks. Through the translator, the little boy talks about his first sight of the rescue team when they first showed up.
He asked, "How are you?" And I was frightened. And I said, "Can I help you?"
One of the rescuers saying that, in fact, there were over 1,100 workers involved in that rescue operation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Spain's government plans to introduce a new yes means yes sexual consent law that officials hope will make rape cases less ambiguous. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez informed Parliament his government will introduce the new consent law after a 2016 ruling in a case of alleged gang rape sparked protests. If they say no, it means no, and if they don't say yes, it still means no, Sanchez said. Five men accused of gang raping an 18-year-old during the 2016 running of the bulls were convicted for sexual assault but acquitted on rape charges. The men argued the woman didn't move during the acts, which proved she gave consent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.